Okay, so what I want to talk a little bit about today is something that I've talked about before, but I need to talk to you about again. And the reason for that is that some of you have taken on what I've been saying, and some of you haven't taken it on. And because I think it's very important, I want to talk about it one more time. That is the role of mistakes.
Very strong.
What's very strong? Good. So the role of mistakes. The truth is that mistakes are your best friend. And that's what you don't, I think, completely understand. That for somebody who wants to improve their English or anything in life, mistakes are your best friend. Because once you know you have made a mistake, you can fix it. And the thing is that if you don't fix the mistake, then you will make the mistake again and again and again. So fixing the mistake, the process is first to know what is the mistake. And in this class, I give you plenty of feedback about your mistakes. Yes? I show your mistakes in your speaking a lot of the time. I show your mistakes in your writing. So I give you plenty of feedback. So you have, by now, a lot of information about some of your mistakes. So the first step of knowing what is your mistake, many of you have got a lot of information about this. But once you know what is your mistake, you then have to do something about it. And this partly is your responsibility. Right? My responsibility is to, partly, is to show you the mistake. And second, if you have troubles with your mistakes, my responsibility is to help you with that. But a lot of the mistakes you make, I know and I have seen, you can fix yourself. And if you don't understand it, you have to look into it. Because if you don't look into it, you'll never improve it. So the only way to improve your English, spoken and written, as the main two productive skills, is to fix your mistakes. There is nothing else you need to do. And once you start to do that, and it looks, and it is slow at first. So some of you I have seen have started to do this, and the ones who are doing it, I can see things are really improving. I've seen a big change with some people's writing, for example, and they're speaking as well, because they're working at this. For the ones of you who aren't working at this, your mistakes stay the same. Because you have to put your energy into this. My energy is to show you and to help you if you get stuck. Right? But your energy has to be, how do I fix this? What's going wrong? Why don't I understand this? So you have to be active. Active, you have to look. You have to try to work it out. Why is this going wrong? Why is this way, not that way? Why is it like this? So you have to ask these questions for yourself. And if you can't answer them, you look. If you still can't answer, you can ask. So in this class, you have the opportunity of asking me. When the class is finished, your opportunity to ask somebody is going to be very limited, because most people are not language experts. And really, you feel uncomfortable usually to ask somebody a difficult question like that. I mean, maybe you will, but it's not so easy, really, in life to do that. Where here, it's normal. To ask somebody, ask the teacher or ask another student about why is it this and not that, normal. In life, that is not normal. So here, you have a big chance to not only improve your English, but also to improve how you learn English. And so the faster you do this, the faster your English is going to improve down the road. Like I said to you before, initially it might look a little bit slow to begin with. because it looks like a difficult step and don't know how to do this and what, and maybe don't even think it's important. But if you start taking these steps, you will see that things will start to change for you. You will start thinking differently. Everything will change because you're looking at language and yourself in a different way. And if you look at yourself and your language in a different way, and the way starts to work for you, you will start getting more confident about what you're doing, how you're speaking, and how you're learning. And that's what you want. You want to improve your confidence, but not at the same time as improve your production. Some people become very confident, but their production is no good. Their speaking is really has got many problems, but they've got a lot of confidence. Right? That is also a mistake. So you have to have both improving. Excuse me. You have to have your confidence improving, and you also have to have your production improving. And the only way you know your production is improving is to be more attentive, to listen more, be more careful about what you're doing and what you're saying. And to, in this class, the opportunity is always there. So, is that clear? I mean, I said it before, but I'm saying it again because I understand that most people do not work this way, and to change the way you work sometimes is not that easy because I want to do it this way or I don't understand. So to hear a few more times exactly why and how and what can help people to actually get more clear about what they need to do and why they need to do it. If you understand why you need to do something, you will do it more easily and more willingly. That's why I spend some time to explaining why, because the why is important, I believe. So, you understand the why? Yes? Is that clear? Okay. So if the why is clear, the only thing that remains is for you to do it. And if you don't do it, it's fine with me, right? You don't have to do it. It doesn't really affect me because all I can do is give you the best that I know. I can't do anything more. If you don't take it, you don't have to, right? It's like they say you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? So I'm basically showing you the water, right? It's all I can do. So look, there's the water. Have a drink. But it's up to you to do it. Now, if you don't do it, it's fine. I'm not identified with that. But I'm really keen to have you improve as much as you can because I know all of you want to. So all you have to do is to start taking the steps. And the steps don't require you to do a lot of work. It's I'm not talking about a lot of work. There's actually a small amount of work, really. Doing grammar exercises and vocabulary exercises and all these kind of study exercises is a lot of work. What I'm suggesting to you is actually a little work. Fix this little thing up. Fix that little thing up. Fix one thing up, you take a step. Fix another thing up, you take another step. And every time you fix it up, you get more confidence. Every time you fix it up, you get a little bit faster. And that's what you want to be. You want to take more steps, become more confident, and you go faster and faster with it. And that's what will happen. It's a guarantee. Money back. So, what do you think? I've done enough talking. What do you think? I want some feedback from you, please. That was 9 minutes and 39 seconds.